Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining us today for this edition of The Word Works. Joanne's with me in the studio, and we're talking today about a special friend of ours, Dr. Daryl Rector. He has been a director of this ministry for many years, and he's gone to be with the Lord, and he's having an exciting time in heaven right now, and we're thinking of Barbara, his wife, and his children as we remember him, and we're dedicating this episode to Daryl and how special he was to us as friends and also to this ministry. So Joanne is going to read a scripture that we've talked about, and we've actually put it in the teaching letter and partner's letter, and then we're going to make some comments, just personal comments, and then I'll come back and share some thoughts as well. Joanne, why don't you share what's on your heart?
Okay. This is Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2 in the NIV. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and then sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I just love that scripture, and it's so special right now when I think about Daryl, because Daryl ran the race, he finished the course, and he finished well. Daryl was an amazing guy. I remember the first time I met him and Barbara, and he was just so joyful and so happy, and he immediately began helping when they became a part of the church that Burke pastored in Shelby many, many years ago. He actually came on as a director in 1991, so he worked within Christ Ministries as a director for almost 28 years before he graduated to heaven. And the thing that I remember Daryl and Barbara doing also was I was a children's minister at the church, and we started doing what we called Backyard Blast, where we would canvas a neighborhood and put out flyers, and a member of that neighborhood would offer their backyard as a place to have a variety program for children, where we would share gospel lessons and play games and have refreshments and give an opportunity for them to ask Jesus to be their Lord and Savior. And Barbara and Daryl were the first couple to offer their home, and they had a small child, David, and they have four grown children now, but that's when David was a little guy. And even with all that responsibility of being new parents, they opened up their home, and they actually had it in their front yard because it was more visible to their neighbors, because they lived on a corner and of their street and a main road. And so when people drove by, they could see what was going on with all the balloons and excitement. And many children came to the Lord that day in their front yard. And Daryl had such a great sense of humor and a good rapport with children. And he wasn't just a fun guy, but he was very intelligent and very creative. Daryl was a veterinarian. He was a graduate of NC State University, and he came all the way from the West Coast to go to school in Raleigh. And when he graduated, he became, I guess you'd call him, the Quincy of the veterinary world for Cleveland County, North Carolina, where if someone brought in a dead animal, he would do an autopsy and he would tell you the cause of death. And so he had a very interesting job. And he also taught biology at the community college in Shelby, well, in Forest City, at Isothermal Community College. And then when he was transferred to Elkin, he began teaching biology there also. So Daryl was a multi-talented and willing guy to do anything that was asked of him, and he was a great director.
And you know one thing, Joanne, Daryl was known for his hugs, wasn't he?
Oh, he sure was. When Daryl hugged you, you'd been hugged. You felt like Jesus was hugging you. It was a bear hug, and he didn't mean anything by it, but just pure Christian love. He just loved people. He loved kids. He loved animals. Daryl just loved everything and everybody.
You know, I'm going to miss his smile, and I'm going to miss so many things about him. I know he and Barbara, for years, almost 28 years, they served in Christ Ministries and gave us wisdom and knowledge and such. But his prayer, he and Barbara prayed for us all the time. They prayed for the partners of this ministry. They prayed for us and for direction. And when we would get together with for our directors' meetings, then it was always a joy to get with them. And they would just supply wisdom, and it was a wonderful, wonderful time. Daryl was always the one who encouraged me. He encouraged people in the Lord. He was laid back in one way, but seemed to have a lot of energy all the time, too. And he was always faithful, as Joanne mentioned. He was like a Barnabas, encouraging Paul. That's the way I felt around him. He was there to help anything I needed him to do when I was pastoring a church. And then when we branched out into this ministry, even beyond those church years, he was there and offering what he felt like was God's direction for that season. I think Joanne probably has a special memory of a talent night at the church we pastored. Tell us about that, Joanne.
Yes, Daryl had a great sense of humor and was very creative and he wasn't very shy about doing things. And I remember one particular talent night. We would do a talent night every year and people would share different things. And several women in the church dressed up in poodle skirts and little scarves and ponytails. And Daryl had on this T-shirt and jeans, and he rolled a little New Testament up in his T-shirt sleeve.
Let's stop right there, because we got a lot of people around the world who hear this. And that's in America in the 1950s. That's the way the teenagers dressed, right?
Right. And they did a Christian parody song, and Daryl would do a lip sync of that, and the girls in the background would be the backup singers, and they were called Daryl and the Doo-Wop Darlings. And I just love it. I'll never forget that. I've got that picture indelibly imprinted on my mind. And we laughed and laughed. We thought it was so much fun. And Barbara was one of those darlings.
Now, you weren't one of those darlings, were you?
No, I wasn't. I got to enjoy the show.
Oh, my. Faithfulness. He was there so much, as I said earlier. He was a friend who was closer than a brother, just like Jesus is. He was there for you when you needed him. He was there to pray. He was there to do what was needed. But one thing that I remember so many times when we would be in a director's meeting and sitting at a table, I'd be sharing what was on my heart, and we'd be all serious about this, you know, like, we really feel like God may be leading us to do this, and we want to hear your wisdom. He'd lean over on the table, just lean over and say, just follow the Lord. Just whatever he's telling you, Bert, just follow the Lord. Just follow the Lord. I know you hear his voice. And that ministered to me so much at times when we needed to make decisions, when we needed direction. We felt like God was speaking to us about different things that we were doing in the ministry. And it was always so refreshing he was not a yes man, but he was to just agree with everything we said. In fact, he would put it on us to say, what's God saying to you? And I was reading that same scripture over in Hebrews chapter 12 that Joanne was reading, but Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, I was reading it from the Passion Translation. It says in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, it says, "And as for us, we have all of these great witnesses who encircle us like clouds." So, and all of us have those friends and loved ones who've gone on, don't we? And who've gone on to heaven. And that's where they are. They're encouraging us. So we must let go of every wound that has pierced us and the sin we so easily fall into. Then we'll be able to run life's marathon race with passion and determination, for the path has already been marked out before us. We look away from the natural realm and we fasten our gaze onto Jesus, who birthed faith within us and who leads us forward into faith's perfection. His example is this: because his heart was focused on the joy of knowing that you would be his, or, you know, the King James says, the joy set before him. He endured the agony of the cross and conquered its humiliation, and now sits exalted at the right hand of the throne of God. And, you know, that's what Daryl did. He received that great reward that God had for him, and is receiving it now and enjoying it now as we press on this earth. You know, Joanne, do you have another thought or memory about Daryl?
I do. And a lot of what you just said, my mom has gone on to be with the Lord. In fact, on Christmas Eve this year, she will have been with Jesus for 4 years. And she just loved Daryl. She kind of adopted him. And she lived in Forest City. So when he was teaching at Isothermal Community College, one night she wanted us to take him out to eat after he taught. And so we went over to Isothermal and we sat in on one of his biology classes. And he was an excellent teacher. And I just think that I hope he's run up on Mom and that they've had a chance to fellowship up in heaven since he got there. Because Mom really did love that guy.
You know, some of his students, so many of his students referred to him and talked to him, talked about him in online for the funeral home. And you can tell people around you, and this would be a lesson for all of us, that we need to see ourselves the way God sees us, but so how do other people see us? And I think that's a great reflection of Daryl's character and by the example that he set and what his students had to say about him. So I think it's been great to talk just a few things about Daryl Rector. We appreciate all that he did for us, that he, especially prayer. And there are people like this in your life whom God will use from time to time in different seasons. And really realize that God sends so many folks to us to help us. And that's what Daryl was to us. We'll miss him. We'll miss him terribly, especially when we get together for our meetings for the ministry to pray about what God and seek what God's doing. But we'll know that he is received his reward. He's fought the good fight. He's finished the race that God set before him. Joanne's going to share right now something that we've been led to do in Daryl's honor.
As a living memorial to Daryl, and because he loved children so much, In Christ Ministries has committed to give monthly support to Joy International. We were introduced to Joy International from a broadcast of the Mike Huckabee Show on TBN. And what Joy International does is they go in and rescue children who are in sexual trafficking. And they provide a safe house. And what they do there is they offer physical, emotional, psychological, and educational support and spiritual restoration for these young people and children who have been rescued out of this horrendous trap that they have been caught up in through sexual exploitation. So we're very excited about that and just a living legacy of Daryl and his love for children. And if you want to learn more about Joy International, you can go to www.joy.org and find out all about it.
Well, praise God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for your word and your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, that we can set examples for other people, that Jesus is the great example that we have, and that, Father God, we thank you for the life of Daryl Rector and the fact that he allowed Christ to flow through him. And, Father, that's what we desire to do, is to be imitators of you and your love. Thank you, Father God, as we press on with this ministry, that Daryl's wisdom, knowledge, influence and love will continue to flow with us. And we ask you again to minister to Barbara in these years of her life and her family as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.